Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Girl, your top shelf vagina.
Winner, winner, winner.
Suisse en sac de vie.
Girl Fighters!
It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. Disneyland is really small. It's really small.
Because you grew up in Florida and you're used to Disney World, which is twice the size of Manhattan. Whereas Disneyland is like
the size of Main Street in Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, I was going to say like Nichols Arboretum, which is the Arb. In the town where we are. It's not super big.
We walked park. Across that park, zigzagged.
Yeah.
Multiple times. And didn't think twice about it.
Right.
Maggie, yeah. Would you walk from Frontierland to Tomorrow World 4 times in one day?
No, never. You go, okay, this is how you do. If you're being hardcore, like let's say you're at Disney World on spring break. This is what you do. You pick your like top three attractions that you really want to go to that you like are either going to like get fast pass or like whatever. And you do those. So that might be a zigzag, right? If you're like the two most important things to me are Splash Mountain and Space Mountain, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Those are opposite ends of the park. Those are opposite ends. So you would do those two first because the lines are going to get big. And then you go around the world. You don't ziggy-zaggy.
Yeah, you go concentrically. Yeah. Like you start on one side, you walk around, and you end.
Right.
Because that's how big Magic Kingdom is.
It's very large. One time I could see two Goofies at the same time. And I was like, I should tell somebody about that. And
then
I was
like, that's not allowed to happen.
It's not. But I actually had to. So what happened was there was like a thing at the front of the castle, right? And there was Goofy and Mickey and Minnie in front of the castle. And then I went behind, like to the side where I was going through like Liberty Square. And I saw another Goofy right behind the castle. And I was like, wow, that was real fast. And then I walked back to Liberty Square because I was like, can I? And I could see the top of that one's hat. While I could see that one. Like, but I mean, I had to back up and like, you know, I had to work for it. I had to work for it, but I was like, hang on a sec.
Yeah. So yeah, Anaheim is just a different monster. It's way more laid back. There's not as much ass kissing. There were like 4 photo spots and I only saw photographers once, and that's when we walked in.
Yeah.
And I paid extra for the photo package, and then I never saw another photographer the rest of the day.
Oh no.
And yeah, we didn't think twice about like zigzagging. We literally went from Fantasyland to is it Adventureland? Where the tiki room and shit is. Frontierland or whatever.
No, Frontierland is...
Later.
Yeah.
So, like, 5 times. And... Which you could still do in the Magic Kingdom, but it's way more of an effort.
It is an effort.
So, it's just like... Disneyland was just, like, really compact. And the rides were literally right on top of each other. And the lines were right on top of each other. So, it's the same amount of people...
Mm-hmm.
As in Orlando,
mm-hmm.
but in half the space, or yeah. I would actually say a third of the space. So it got a little snug.
Yeah. I mean, the statistic that they like to throw around is that you can fit Disneyland into Magic Kingdom's parking lot.
I'm sure you can.
You can. Yeah. If you plopped Disneyland into Magic Kingdom's parking lot, it would fit.
Yeah. The parking lot.
The parking lot. My mom lost her, although like I realize now that this isn't as bad. My mom, because when she explained it to me, I was like, how did you ever find it? My mom lost her car at Disneyland.
Uh-huh.
Right, totally forgot where they told her that she parked, and so she just wandered around for a really long time. So, like, if you imagine that at Disney World and Magic Kingdom parking, you're like, you would never find your car.
Never find your
car. You have to wait until 3 o'clock in the morning and have somebody who
from parking services
drive you around,
drive
in the golf
you around and find your car. Like, you would have to ride the tram for an hour, hitting your emergency button at every stop. Hoping that your car was nearby.
You couldn't do that in the 70s. So, like, when she told me she lost her car at Disneyland, I've still never been to Disneyland. I was like, you did what now? Like, how did you ever?
That parking lot's not that big.
How did you ever
find it? It's like a great big mall
again?
Parking lot. We walked past it.
Yeah. I mean, it can't be. It's landlocked. It can't grow.
Yeah.
Which is why Walt wanted the Florida Project. That's what he called it.
The Florida Project.
That's what he called it. Yeah. And he bought up all the land in parcels, not next to each other. Like he was like filling in a puzzle under fake names.
Hmm.
Because he didn't want someone to realize that it was him who was
buying up massive amounts of land in the middle of Florida.
Yep.
Very smart.
Yep. Yeah, so he made up all these like fake company names and bought it at like a puzzle in puzzle chunks.
Interesting.
Because he didn't want people to know that Walt Disney was buying all that land because they would have jacked up all the prices.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because it's a swamp. Can you imagine what that was like 60 years ago?
A literal swamp.
A literal swamp.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to buy this swamp.
Yeah.
And drain it.
Fill it with cement
and build a Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. Yep. So
that's what happened.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's why you don't put your toes in the water.
Don't put your toes in the water. We talked about that the time the child was eaten at Disney World.
No means no.
No means no. You don't. There, like, is there a gator in every water in Florida?
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
That you should just assume it's infested with gators.
You should assume there's
that
gators.
Should be your assumption.
Your assumption.
Unless you have a clear blue pool and you could see the bottom, which probably also has a gator in it, you should just assume.
You should assume. Always assume.
That's why everyone's pools have cages over them, which I totally forgot about till we visited last year again. And Lisa was like, why are all these cages over the pools? And I was like, well, it keeps the bugs out and, oh, yeah, the animals.
Yeah. Gators eat people's pets all the time.
Yeah.
I did not let Sid be an indoor-outdoor cat when I lived in Florida.
Yeah.
He wanted to very desperately.
Well, yeah, all the lizards he could have had and eaten and chased.
He was from the outside. I caught him outside. He was like, I want to go back to my people. And I'm like, you may not. Ooh, speaking of that, we're going to take a little side detour real quick. So I had watched The 100 the first few seasons, and I just, because I'm sick, I binged the 4th and 5th season over the weekend. Because it's only 13 episodes each, and I just laid around and did nothing. So there's all these like tribes of people, you know, right? It's post-apocalyptic Earth. So everybody's in their little tribe and they all are like, I'm just trying to protect my people. And I was like, dude, if you did a drinking game of where you just, if it was like my people, your people, or our people, where you're talking about your group, you'd get fucked up watching The 100 and then being like, all I'm trying to do is protect my people. I'm looking out for my people.
Someone did a post like that too recently. God, I'll remember it in a minute. But, it is our boyfriend, our English boyfriend, Tom, from Lucifer.
Yeah.
And in the first season, he literally asks everyone, well, what's your greatest desire?
Mm-hmm.
What's your greatest desire? What's your greatest desire? Tell me, what's your greatest desire? And someone made a compilation video of him saying that all through the first season. And it's like 4 minutes of him saying, what's your greatest desire?
I'm looking out for my people.
What's your greatest desire?
All right, so.
Yeah, so California Vacation, it was fun. Yay!
Yeah, it looked like you guys had a good time.
Yeah.
I was couldn't like that would have been a terrible time for me to go because it was like finals for my seniors. Mm-hmm. That would have been dumb. But I was really envious and I wished I was there with you.
Yeah. No, we had a good time. We did just a day at Disney. And then we drove down the coast to San Diego and spent 3 days in San Diego at a beach house.
Yeah, so but the, your really beach great. House was great. It was an Airbnb.
Yeah.
It was great. It was so cute.
Yeah. It's like a nice little hippie house. Everyone has to subsidize their income there. So she lived in the guest house and leases her main house for the Airbnb. So it's it was really nice.
That's wild.
Yeah.
The world is a wild place. Dude, we would make so much money if my grandma would let us Airbnb her house.
She should.
She won't. She doesn't want to. Not interested in having strangers there. But
those up north houses pull $200 to $300 a night.
I know they do. I was trying to find an Airbnb near her since we have too many people going up there this summer. This is me shrugging.
Yeah.
But
They're expensive.
And they're...
Because I was already starting to plan next summer's vacation. Because Ayla likes to hike. And I was like, well, maybe we should take her around northern Michigan. And we'll go to Sleeping Bear Dunes. And, you know, we'll hit, like, the four major cities up north. And, like, get some cabins, do some hiking, see some lakes, you know?
Yeah.
They're not cheap.
They are not cheap. And, like, some of them are not nice and cute. Like, you know how you sometimes see Airbnbs and you're like, wow, that's... Like, the one that you had, that was a nice house. Like, the up north houses are some... They're, like, some old-ass hunting lodge.
Some of them are old-ass hunting lodges with, like, 1970s kitchen apparel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like... 1970s kitchen tables and lacquer chairs.
Yup. My grandparents still have 1970s carpet.
Nice.
Guess what colors? They have two colors. Guess what they are?
Green and yellow.
Green and orange.
Ooh, I was so close.
You were so close. It's a light green. It's a kind of
limey,
minty, you know, limey.
Orange shag, like that blanket over there.
Yes, that color. Mm. Even darker than that, actually. Yeah. Orange.
That's the blanket Scott's grandma made for him.
In the 70s?
In the 70s.
Those are some 70s colors.
Brown, I can't, cream, and orange.
I can't even imagine, like, because I was alive in the 80s when this was still innocuous.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't imagine being in the time where you're like, this is very modern. Like, this is very modern and
hip.
This is very modern and hip.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it. Can't wrap my head around it.
Now it's all coming back. Well, the 90s are like in full fucking swing, so.
Yeah.
I'm digging it.
She did. My grandma did replace her kitchen appliances, so they are no longer avocado.
Oh, man.
So sad.
So sad.
But she had that avocado stove.
My grandma had a brown stove.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she had an oven on one side of the kitchen and a stove top on the other side.
So yeah.
She had a brown stove.
Oh, beautiful.
And a brown stove top.
Oh.
I think my mom doesn't have her pink stove anymore.
Yeah.
Her pink oven. They upgraded finally. But she sells her pink bathroom.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
It's nice. Very beautiful.
I have a friend with a pink bathroom right now, and he's like, it's the bane of my existence. I was like, it's retro. Just embrace it. And he looks at me. He's like, Shannon, no. Stop it. I was like, come on.
I mean,
everyone wants a mauve bathroom.
I even don't like ours, and it's the, like, almond color, like the dark off-white. Mm-hmm. I'm already like, bleh, about that. Why didn't you just make the bathroom white? What is wrong with you? Our house was built in 1995.
Yeah, the 90s saw a lot of almond or like a lot of like contrasting colors.
We still have
went bold and black, or you went neutral and almond.
Yeah, it was all very almond. The ceiling fan in the living room. Still, like, even though the house was built in 95, that ceiling fan is straight out of 1992, where, so it's black, and it's got the gold, gold stripes at the
does? Yeah. I need to look next time over.
You do. We almost never turn it on. Like, not the fan or the lights up there. Because, it's a very tall pitched ceiling, and they just put a light up at the top of it. That's not how you light a pitched ceiling. That's not what you do.
You sure about that?
I'm certain. I am completely sure.
Oh, yeah.
So, did you have any other things that you wanted to share about your vacation?
Oh, we went to the Midway and spent time with family, so that was nice. My aunt's house is literally an antique museum, and we couldn't sit anywhere. We couldn't touch anything. Like, bitch has antiques on her kitchen counter, you know?
Yeah, you sent me a picture of the counter. It was, like, unusable.
Unusable. It's no wonder my uncle lives in his office and my cousin lives in his bedroom.
Yeah.
Because you can't live anywhere else.
Yeah.
And here the four of us, like, traipse in and we go outside to sit.
That's wild.
And we have to move antiques off the chairs to sit on the couches in the furniture. To eat dinner, my aunt had to change her entire lace. She had to take off the lace.
Yeah, of course.
Antique lace.
Large doily cover thing.
Yeah, that covered the whole table. Tablecloth. Lace tablecloth.
Oh, I thought it was smaller than a tablecloth.
A whole tablecloth.
Okay.
And put down a secondary cotton lace tablecloth. I feel like I should have just FaceTimed or Snapchat. Did a walkthrough.
I would have loved
it.
And
they still have their green carpet from the 90s. Can you guess what shade?
So it's from the 90s?
90s.
Forest. Forest green?
Yeah, like dark teal.
Oh!
Almost forest green. Oh, yeah.
Even better.
Yeah, whole house.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Like, that carpet was 20 years old when I was there 20 years ago.
Oh, delightful.
So, no, I love them. They're all right.
Yeah, of course.
They're kind of conservative. Apparently, my aunt found the need to comment on a Planned Parenthood sponsored post, which, of course, showed up in my feed because someone I know commented on a public feed. And I was just like, there's no need for you to post on those things.
Yeah.
Keep scrolling.
Keep scrolling.
Just keep scrolling. Just keep scrolling.
So everybody has been doing their birthday things for Planned Parenthood. They're, you know, on Facebook.
Oh, yes.
And I just keep donating. I have donated so much to Planned Parenthood. It's ludicrous.
Yeah.
So what else? So things, pop culture stuff. Game of Thrones ended. This is our last ever Game of Thrones discussion.
Do we even need to talk
on the
about
podcast?
It? At this point, it's been almost a month. No, it hasn't been a month. It's been 2 weeks, but it feels like a month.
It's not even been 2 weeks. It's been a week and a half.
It feels like forever ago.
Well, I want to know your take.
Meh?
Yeah.
That's about it. Like, I guess she did break the wheel, but is it really going to stay broken? Is their little club going to keep things neutral?
Yeah.
And fuck Sansa and the goddamn snowflakes of the North.
Okay, question. Is that the name of the country? She's the queen. Like, she just...
Queen of the North.
The North is the country?
The North.
Like, if you're writing her letter,
it's a region.
You're like, yeah, it was a region of the previous country, but now that they have split off and are their own country, is the country called, like, okay.
Yes.
So we live in
Winterfell. It'd be Queen Sansa, 1 Winterfell Drive, Winterfell.
The North.
The North. Yes.
Like, that's, we live in the Midwest, right? But, like, if we split off, the country wouldn't be called the Midwest. The North is the most ridiculous name of a country that I've ever heard in my entire life.
I'm thinking, if the 5 states in the Midwest broke off, what would we call ourselves?
That's a good question that I don't know the answer to.
It probably would be Midwest America. It's not the West. It's not Central.
No, but if we became our own country, we'd just name it its own thing.
It's not the South.
Like Pan Am.
Pan Am.
And we would just name it. It would
District 12.
Yes, it would just be named its own thing. Gilead. Don't name it Gilead, you guys. Yeah. Don't do that.
But where was the doctor from? Don't do that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So yeah, I just wanted to.
That's about it.
I just wanted to bring it up.
I wouldn't mind seeing an Arya spinoff, Arya the Adventurer, Dora the Explorer.
Yeah. Know? What is West of Westeros?
Yep.
Also, here are things that I wish they left so many things dangling out there. Yeah. Just never wrapped up.
Spinoffs, baby. You gotta leave shit dangling if you want some spinoffs.
They said that
they're doing a prequel series.
They're doing a prequel series. Like, they told Varys that they would tell him what the priest said, what he heard from the flames, and we just never heard that. Like, there's just people. Oh. There's just like things.
Well, Varys is dead.
I know, so. But like also they said that Cersei would be killed by her little brother.
Well, she died in her little brother's hand.
She was crushed to death.
By the queen her little brother supported.
I don't even know. I don't know.
So I was in our Airbnb at 6 p.m. watching this in between obligations because I could only watch an hour. Like, I watched half of it and then I had to come back and watch that other half later. And when John was making out with Daenerys, I just started screaming at my phone, God damn it, just kill her. Just do it. Just kill her. And then he did.
And he did.
And I started like hooping and hollering. Woo! And Scott came running into the bedroom. Are you okay? What's wrong? I was like, I'm cheering. It's okay. It's all good. And he was like, God damn it.
So yeah, I just felt very meh about it also. Joseph was right all along. George R. R. Martin doesn't have any idea what story he's telling. The payoff wasn't worth it.
There was no payoff.
There was no payoff.
We watched all that shit for nothing.
Yeah, that's how I felt about after watching Fight Club. When I got to the end of Fight Club, I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
I just blew up Banks.
He is insane, and we just watched this whole thing for no reason. That's how
hashtag true.
That's how I felt about that. I was like, that was the biggest racket. I'm so furious right now. So, other pop culture things to talk about. Drag Race ended. And I'm very excited.
I was going to look up to see who won because I figured it had ended by now, but I didn't get that
Who
far.
Do you think won? You saw a few episodes.
If you're excited.
Yeah, tell
then
me.
Then obviously the Lane Bryant bitch we hate did not win.
Silky Nutmeg Ganache.
There we go.
Actually.
I mean, Silky finally went home.
I felt she was in the finale.
Oh, and
I
felt fuck that.
I felt, okay. Also, a couple weeks before the finale, Ross Matthews, the judge, was out somewhere. I was like, we are shocked that the crowd doesn't love Silky. Like, we thought that everyone was going to love Silky.
Oh, she's a backstabbing whore.
When she, yeah.
Actually, I shouldn't say that because that's an offense to whores everywhere. She's a backstabbing cunt.
She's real bit.
And I mean that in the British way.
She thinks that she has a heart of gold and she's really a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Sounds like someone else I know.
Yes, truly. Unlike a Bianca Del Rio who acts like a bitch but has a heart of gold.
Yes, because she just reads you and then she turns around and helps you.
Right.
She doesn't turn around and talk about you more.
Yeah, I know. Like the makeover episode was the thing that really sold me on I didn't like Silky. I mean, I already didn't like Silky. I felt like the hate she got was too much from the fans. Like it was real rough, but like I also was not all about her. Yeah. But the makeover episode, she had Soju, and in the episode and to the judges, she was like, I'm going to give Soju the opportunity to look amazing. She hasn't looked amazing. Like, I'm going to give her the best makeover. And then in the confessional, she was like, I can't believe she gave me Soju. Soju is the worst one. Soju has no idea what she's doing. You know, like she was talking out of both sides of her mouth. But in the finale, she looked sad and scared. And that made me feel sad. And then she did all these reveals and none of them were good. Like, she doesn't have any idea when to do the reveal. You do the reveal at an exciting part in the song, Silky. You don't just tear off your clothes whenever you want. She did 3 wig reveals. Some of them looked thirsty as fuck. And I was like, you are in the finale of Drag Race. What are you doing with these $20 shake and go wigs?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So,
Silky didn't win. Our friend with the skin condition, was she in the final? Did she win?
She won. Yay, Evie Oddly. Her. Yes, Evie Oddly won. And I kept going, odd bless. Yeah, I was so for it. Her finale look, I was like, how is she even going to do anything with that? So she came out with like looking like an Indian goddess with all these mirrors around her head. And then more than halfway through the song, turns around and there's another face on the back. And I screamed. I was like, oh my God. That with like light up eyes and stuff. Right. It was delightful and wild. And yeah. Oh, and her dad is a tasty snack. Like, Mr. Oddly.
Tell us more.
Mr. Oddly, hello, daddy. Like, what a delicious man.
I totally thirst tweeted about the Property Brothers the other day.
Did ya?
Yeah. I was like, the Property Brothers are the guys your biology teacher warned you about. Hashtag have all the babies.
Yes.
Ugh. Yeah.
My phone is
not working.
It did the update last night and now it's so fucking slow.
Oh yeah. Oh, hey, he is thirsty.
Hello.
Hello. <That's> tasty. What's up?
Yeah.
Mr. Oddly.
Gay Twitter declares Evie Oddly's dad the second winner of Drag Race.
Speaking of gay, it's Pride Month. Woo!
Yay! Happy Pride! Happy Pride, everybody!
So, can I change like my Facebook face filter to a pride flag and not be offensive? Is that supportive? Or
I think it is. Yeah. So first of all, bisexuals are really like left out of the community in so many ways. Like, the gays hate them. And lesbians hate them, and they're just like bisexuals, blah, blah, blah. But I just want to tell you, we make up the majority. Bisexuals are the majority of the LGBT community, so I'm in charge. That's where I'm going with this. I make the decisions because I'm the majority. The end. But yeah, I think that
and bisexual.
Cries and bisexual. Speaking of which, did you see Sansa looking like daddy? Because every time somebody has posted that, I've posted cries and bisexual, where she's dressed in a suit and has her hair slicked, so she looks, and Sansa giving us real daddy looks. Oh, girl. Anyway, so, you know, people are going to assume that you have that. They might not assume that it's because you're an ally. They might assume that you are coming out to them as bisexual. Because since you're married to a man, that would be the most, like, obvious thing. So if you're okay with people potentially making that assumption about you, but you're putting it out there to be an ally, I say that's fine.
Well, there's also, like, ally covers, too.
Put the ally cover.
Yeah.
If that's what you want to do. Like, do what makes you happy.
You see poor Monica's flags keep getting stolen.
Yes.
I know it's sad, but when she put her big ass flag on the edge of her property next to the road.
Yeah.
Literally the first thought in my head was like, oh, honey, that is going to be stolen before morning.
Yep.
And it sure as shit was. And she was shocked. Shocked, I say. And I was like, no, I would have been shocked if it had lasted 2 days.
Truly.
And then she ordered 100 baby flags and put them all over her yard.
Oh, my God. I missed that part.
And those were stolen, too.
Shut up.
And it's not funny. It's funny, but it's not funny.
It's funny.
Because it's Pride. Pride Week, and they're purposely being stolen by some asshole teenagers who either just want to steal flags or are being dicks and are purposely stealing Pride flags.
Right.
So, but it's still kind of funny.
It is funny.
But it's not funny.
Again.
And so I was just like,
I'm bisexual.
I was like, girl, just paint your door a rainbow.
Yeah.
They can't steal that. Paint your garage door rainbow. They can't steal that. You know, like, do something major to your house that they can't steal.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, apparently the cops are taking it really seriously.
Oh, well,
and
that's nice.
Some people, everyone has nests now. So, other flags have been stolen across town, and there's video of it. There's video of it. So they've caught a few of the teenagers running around town being assholes.
Teenager's gonna teenager, man.
I mean, I still want to steal a baby Jesus out of someone's manger every Christmas.
I know you do. That's fine.
Not even just my mom's. Like, everyone I see, I just want to steal.
Like, especially, like, the big ones.
Right.
The light-up ones.
Yeah, and the lawns.
Yeah,
those
I know.
Those are the ones I want to steal.
I know. I support it.
We should steal one, but replace it with something hilarious.
A Garfield the cat.
Yeah, like that. Garfield the cat swaddled. You know? Like, I would say a Hitler baby, but that's too mean.
That's too much.
But yeah, that crossed the line. But the Cabbage Patch Kid with a little Hitler mustache. No.
So
we're going to hell for that one.
Yep. Always. Okay. So a few months ago on the podcast, I was complaining. So I love Rothy's, right? This is my first pair.
Yes.
I have a second pair that I bought that are like.
Rothy's are expensive flat shoes that are made in Italy. No, these are the recycled ones.
These are
the
made out of recycled bottles.
These are recycled bottled ones that you can wash.
Yep. So side story about that too. Other tangent. It was graduation on Sunday and everything was mud and I was wearing my other.
I figured this is where you were going to.
Nope. I was going rainbow because we were talking about Pride.
Oh, okay.
But we're gonna wrap around. We're gonna make it wrap.
Right.
So I walked through the mud because there wasn't other options.
Uh-huh.
And those Rothy's have a white background, even though they're like blue and teal a lot on them. And so I was very disappointed. And I've read online people being like, don't wash them. They'll get ruined. Right. So I Googled it. And the Rothy's website was like, wash on cold and gentle, do not go hot, and do not dry them in the dryer because they will warp and shrink. And I was like, oh, so everybody's a fucking idiot,
yes.
Right? So I did, and they look so clean. They're nice. So perfect.
Awesome.
Like, I am delighted about it. But on the podcast a few months ago, I was bitching because Rothy's released all of these great patterns, and they were all for children. And one of them was octopus camo, right? And
nice.
I loved
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And the other one that I really wanted were these white shoes that had rainbows across the toes. And I was like, and I emailed them and I was like, I want rainbow shoes. And I commented on more than one of their Facebook posts being like, I'm really sad the rainbow shoes only come in children's. So today,
adults want fun shoes too.
I know their fun shoes for adults though are the like they're not as whimsical, you
yes.
know. The adult fun shoes are
paisley.
Yeah, right. The other ones that I have that are Moroccan print
yeah.
are these ones that have a little sparkle,
sparkle.
In them.
Yeah.
You know, like I want octopus camo. God damn it!
Yeah.
So
we want narwhals and unicorns.
Yes, I do. I do. I mean, people were asking if the boots that I got your child for her birthday came in adult sizes.
Everyone wants hot, sparkle purple boots.
Yeah.
Cowboy boots.
I know.
They were like metallic purple cowboy boots. And four or five people said, I need those boots in my life. Where'd you get those?
Yeah.
So
they're just kids'
and
boots.
They're real, too. They're real leather on the inside.
Yeah. They weren't.
Hashtag good job, Aunt Maggie.
I'm the best.
So
she
I
was
told
so,
Catherine,
she was
I was
so
like,
excited.
These are real boots. Smell them. Ew, mama, no. No, smell them. That's real leather. Take a big whiff. That's the smell of leather.
That's the smell of class.
And yeah. So now she tells everyone they're real cowboy boots.
Oh, bless her sweetheart. I know.
They're real cowboy boots.
I watched the video, and every time when she's like, can I wear them today? Like, it just cracks me up. It's so sweet.
She's so funny.
She is funny. So, yeah, I got Catherine's 5 now, guys, and I got her, like, the purpley, pinky, shiny cowboy boots. But the point is, everybody wants kid shoes. We all want them. Every time I want octopus camo and I wanted rainbow shoes and I commented, so I emailed them and said so, and I commented multiple posts and said so, and guess what they released today for Pride?
Rainbow shoes?
Rainbow shoes! Rainbow shoes! Rainbow shoes! Nice. And they're really cute. So the other ones, the kid ones, just have rainbows across the toes. This one, your left shoe has a rainbow across the toe, and your right shoe has a rainbow across the heel.
Nice.
And I already ordered them. Nice. I ordered them today because I am so excited.
Awesome.
Because all I wanted was rainbow shoes. So I'm pumped about that. So my Rothy's came clean, and they're, you know, sustainable because they're made out of recycled bottles, and I got rainbow shoes. So I highly recommend Rothy's. And if you're interested, this is so dumb of me, but like, they do a give 20, get 20. Mm-hmm. So if you want $20 off, hit me up on whatever social media and I will get you your $20 off coupon because I highly recommend.
Hey.
Highly yeah. recommend.
I need arch support.
Yeah.
I got old lady feet.
Yeah. They don't have that.
Yeah.
They're just flat. You
either do the Italian ones that fold in half.
The teaks.
Yeah.
Those are made out of leather. I don't really wear leather. I wear plastic bottles.
Woohoo! Which will go amazing with my feet.
Yeah. Yes. So.
Did we tell everyone all the tickets we bought yet?
No, I don't think so.
Think so either.
We have a lot of things coming up.
Yeah, but that's like the summer of tickets, the summer of concerts.
So next week we're seeing New Kids on the Block.
New Kids on the Block on the June 18th.
Yep.
We have an Airbnb downtown we're gonna pre-party at, which cost me so much money. I don't even want to talk about it. Hashtag tax deduction. welcome to my client appreciation party in downtown Detroit.
Delightful.
Coochie for everyone.
Yay.
And then we have the Try Guys, you and I. So we have 8 people going to New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
Then you and I are going to Try Guys at the end of June.
Yep.
So a few weeks after that, or is it end of July?
July.
End of July.
Question mark. Exclamation point.
Yep. And then today, I didn't even tell Scott this yet, I don't think. I bought Heart tickets.
Yeah.
Because Joan Jett is opening, and yes. we're going to take Catherine to her first concert.
To see Joan Jett.
To see Joan Jett. And we're going to sit on the hill.
It's going to be fun.
DTE.
Which I still call Pine Knob because yep. I'm stupid.
And so we'll probably just stay for half. I got 4 tickets just in case Scott wanted to go or we had other friends that wanted to go. But you and I can definitely take her.
Yeah.
So it could be you and me and Scott and Catherine. Or maybe we'll drag Margo or someone else.
Yeah. We'll find someone.
Then in September, we're going to Nicole Byer.
Which we got
VIP
yeah.
peeing for.
Shannon was freaking out when I was like, I think I'm going to get VIP. She's like, what? No, why?
Because I'm used to $300 concert VIPs, which is way different than comedy VIPs.
Nicole Byer's VIP ticket was $50.
Yeah.
I haven't discussed this with you yet, but I think we should offer to take her out for drinks and pizza.
Sure.
I think we should ask her. Yeah. I think we should ask her. Because she was talking about how she has no chuckle fuckers. You know, people don't try to have sex with her after her shows usually. And that she, like, doesn't normally do anything after her shows. And I was like, we should take her for Detroit pizza
yeah.
and drinks. So I think we should offer.
Are we downtown?
What? Yeah.
Is there anywhere downtown that has Detroit pizza?
Yeah, of course. There's plenty of things. We'll figure it out. We'll make a plan.
Well, there's just, I would want to take her to Buddy's, and there's not a Buddy's downtown.
There's Pizza Popolis, which is delicious.
Okay.
There's options.
Okay.
There's pizza.
Yeah, Jay Larson talks about that too. Like, comedians are really lonely on the road, but it's like, do you really want to go out with your creeper fans?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, do you? I don't know. She seems down for it.
Yeah.
So we're gonna invite her.
Cool, cool, cool. And then in November, we see Jonathan Van Ness.
Jonathan Van Ness.
Who has the Road to Beijing.
I just love him. I just love him.
And that's around your birthday, right?
It is. Close to birthday weekend.
So I sent a list of concerts to Scott today. We might go see Gary Hoey is coming, and he is a guitarist who does a lot of surf rock. And then the Dropkick Murphys are coming to town too. And
these
both two really small venues.
Oh my gosh.
So
all kinds of fun things.
Yeah. Have you heard the Dropkick Murphys?
Are you familiar with them?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we haven't seen Gary Hoey in a long, long time. He usually comes to town for Ho Ho Hoey.
Oh, that's funny.
All Christmas music on his guitar.
That's funny.
And then this is just his regular tour, so he's going to Westland, somewhere in Westland. I know, it's weird.
That is weird.
It's like a club. Anywho, I want to give a shout out to my friend Will. Hey, Will.
Hey, Will. Why are we shouting out Will for?
Because he's one of our four listeners.
Oh, great.
So
Patrick still listens.
Oh, hi, Patrick.
Hi, Patrick.
He was over. Will was over for barbecue.
Fun.
We were just talking, and he just looked at me. He was like, hashtag everyone's coming. And I was like, yes, hashtag everyone is coming.
Hashtag everyone's coming.
And then I was like, did you listen to the PenguinCon episode? And he was like, oh, yeah. I was like, was it good? He's like, yeah, it was good.
Patrick said it was good. Patrick said it was funny. Neither of us listened to it. We were too ashamed of ourselves.
I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure we were a riot.
I'm sure we were.
Sure, we technically won the Sanity Clause radio game.
Yeah, that's right.
Except that last question, John got magically awarded 10 points, and we had won 3 out of the 6 questions.
We're perfect.
Damn it. That was going to be our second year winning in a row.
They think that's cheating, though, you know, that we go together and always win.
They think it's cheating?
Yeah, Scott has made like things about it, like snide comments,
Scott,
that it's basically cheating.
You love us. It's not cheating. Because generally either none of us, both of us don't have amazing answers. It's either one or the other.
That's right.
So it's not cheating.
Well, that's why he says it's cheating.
Yeah, whatever. You play every week. We play once a year.
That's right.
Go suck Joseph's
dick. You should be better at this, to be perfectly honest with you.
What's next?
So I have other things that I really liked and enjoyed, which is I watched Dead to Me, which is Christina Applegate and Linda Cardellini.
Yeah?
I don't ever say her name right. Whatever.
Yeah, Cardellini.
Really good.
Mm-hmm.
Christina Applegate can act.
Yes, she can.
Like, she's real good.
She is more than just a blonde with big tits.
Yeah. Yeah, and more than just, like, because she's done a lot of comedy.
Yeah.
You know? So.
I do like her comedies are good.
Yeah.
I always felt like they ended always way too soon. You know, when you got a good comedy and they get cut, and you're just like, why?
Yeah.
Why is Big Bang Theory still on and yours got caught?
Big Bang Theory is so bad.
I mean, it's not anymore, but
thank God it's over.
It was on for too long.
It was on, I know. I enjoyed it at the beginning, and then I got over it.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that I watched the other day was Always Be My Maybe, which is a new movie on Netflix. And it's delightful.
Cool.
Yeah, totally. So, like, rolling back to Pride real quick.
You know, people could just make a drinking game out of you saying so, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's the thing that I say. The thing that I say when I'm stoned is, and I,
We have not done the stoned episode yet.
We haven't.
We should do that sometime.
I would love to.
Eat four gummy bears and hit record and see what happens.
I ate four gummy bears the other night and I was too stoned to do anything. I was so confused.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off was playing at the theater this week, Sunday and tomorrow night, Wednesday. And I am so bummed. I don't think I'm going to get to see it.
Aww.
On the big screen. Because our theater does like flashback movies.
Yeah, I think most theaters
do. And
they're
all 90s themed this month.
Yeah. I know.
They're all good ones.
We can go to...
I think Princess Bride is next, too.
Oh, man.
I know. I'll have to look it up. Sundays and Wednesday nights.
I mean, Sunday and Wednesday are great in the summer. Just not while school's in session.
Right.
Anyway,
so,
rolling
back to Pride Week.
Trump. It very clearly was not Trump's tweet. It was just posted on his Twitter in support of the LGBT community.
Mm-hmm.
And he got roasted by LGBT people. I mean, there were so many scathing... I mean, first of all, it didn't sound like him.
Yeah.
You know, it actually made sense. And all of the words
was
were...
kind.
And all of the words were spelled
supportive.
Correctly. Yes, all of those things. So all of those things are key clues that he did not write it.
His staffers did.
A staffer
they
wrote
didn't.
It.
Yeah.
But
probably his gay staffer.
But he was just... He was just reamed by people.
Good.
And it was delightful.
He's the worst.
He is the worst.
I don't care if he is our president. He, as a human being, is the worst human being on this planet. Period.
I know. People act like just because he is the president that he deserves some kind of respect.
No.
He's not done anything to deserve my respect.
Yeah.
What has he done?
If he acted like Barack Obama... And spoke like him and still had his shitty policies, he would be way more respected.
Yeah.
Because he'd be an articulate ass.
And, you know, I mean, there are people who I haven't
people
agreed
respect
with.
Articulate asses way more.
I mean, not even just that. Like, you know, people who I disagree with, even if he was... still kind of racist and sexist. If he acted in a more respectful way, I would be able to have some tiny fleck of respect for him, but I have zero. You know, because that's the thing about like sexist and racist people is that they're very common.
What?
Yeah. Oh, I have a funny story related to that. I went out with my friend Danielle on Friday, and this person who she works with, so she lives in Eaton Rapids, and everybody near where she lives and where she works are very, very conservative.
Yep.
Everybody's conservative. Mm-hmm. And so this person was trying to make this argument and was like, imagine your most liberal friend. She was like, Maggie, got it. And
yes, I got one of those.
And this coworker of her was saying that if a conservative and like this, I don't even remember because I had somebody in my mind, so I don't remember who the conservative was in this thing. And the most liberal friend went out to dinner together. And you said, "There's $1 million on the line. You have to be nice to each other." The liberal would not be able to do it. And Danielle was
kidding me.
Danielle was like, yeah, she would.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, imagine your most like raging liberal friend. And she was like, I am. Maggie would be able to do it. She has manners.
Right.
If you told her that there was $1 million at stake, she would avoid politics.
Right.
She would talk about weather and whatever.
Or like, even if you had to talk about politics.
I would just be like, that's...
Even if the conditions are, you have to talk about politics.
Yeah.
you can't lose your cool.
Right. Do you want to know what I would say to this person? I'd be like, that's a thing you just said. I would say that probably like 1,000 times.
Well.
That's a thing you believe.
That's a thing you just said.
Isn't
that special?
And then the woman even was like, no, your liberal friend would just like, the conservative wouldn't even mean anything by it. And he would say something and your liberal friend would just fly off the handle. And Danielle was like,
no, that's not how people function, asshole.
No, she wouldn't.
No.
I fly off the handle at people being stupid online.
Right.
There's a lot that I bite my tongue about in person because I have decorum.
Yes.
So
every week at my house.
I just really, thank you. I just really love that Danielle was standing up for me like that and being like, no, that's not what she's like at all. If you told her that the stakes were high, she would keep it together.
Yes.
I mean, it wouldn't.
We all would.
Yeah. It wouldn't even have to be money at stake. It would, like, job, promotion.
Yeah.
Your friend's well-being.
Right.
You're trying to see if this doctor will see somebody as a patient. You bite your tongue about it.
Dangling Catherine and Zelda over a vat of oil.
Yeah.
You know, like. Right.
I would bite. Yeah, exactly. So I just really appreciated that Danielle was like, no, Maggie would not be like that at all. Mm-hmm. Ha ha. I'm not a liberal douche.
Fool you.
Ha ha ha.
God damn. It was a long day.
Today was?
Yeah.
Yeah. How are we doing on time?
We're good.
All right. Well, I have one last thing, which was, one is my aunt's funeral is coming up, the one who died right before Christmas. We never actually did anything for her.
Right.
So now that it's warm out, we're going to the cemetery where her ashes are going to be.
Interned.
Yep. Yeah.
Is she going in a wall or in the ground?
I don't know. I think in the ground.
Seems really silly to be cremated and then buried.
It does.
Someone just bury in your backyard.
Yeah, I think it's not allowed.
She's in a sealed container.
Yeah, I know. Somebody was talking about wishing they could bury their dead baby in their backyard and they weren't allowed to. Yeah. And even if it was cremains. And it was
Well, I mean, what you do after it's sealed in a box, they don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, apparently this idiot asked. So,
I mean, Jenny has a box. She could bury it.
Yeah.
So, it's sealed. You can't open it. I think that's what they have to do is they have to seal it now.
Right.
So.
So anyway, my brother and I were talking about funerals. I really don't want to go. I don't want to go.
Yeah.
I hate them. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about why we hate them.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate everything. There's nothing good about them. I hate the food most of all because even now when we had 6 months, it's thrown together. And it's like, here is some Jell-O salad and a ham. And I'm like, I hate both those. I don't even eat either of those things.
I am sorry. If you have 6 months to plan a funeral luncheon, you best have some nice catering.
Right? But we don't.
Because the reason why funeral food sucks so bad is because it's usually thrown together in 3 days. And caterers, one, have a hard time turning that around. And two, people don't want to pay for it.
Yeah.
Want to pay $12 a head for a catered lunch or 15 or 20.
Right.
You know?
I actually did, when I worked at catering, we did do a funeral where it was last minute.
Yeah.
And
we did a few at Genoa Woods.
Yeah. Because I used to work for Movable Feast.
Yeah.
So, but it's far less common.
Yeah. And most of the time it's just the people call you up and they're like, whatever you have on hand.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's generally sandwiches and salads that the chefs can throw together.
We had pork. We had like a pork.
Yeah. If there was a big wedding and there's extra meat laying around that it was uncooked, sometimes you could get something really nice.
Right. So I was like, well, and so Joseph was telling me what he imagined my funeral like. I was like, I want good food. I want people to enjoy food there. I want them to enjoy it.
We could have a cheesecake.
Oh my God, it would be great. Yeah,
do it. A cake made of cheese wheels.
I love it. And then he was like, I always imagined like a sick DJ followed by a comedy roast where like I take a mannequin and dress it up as like the spirit of you. And I was like, I did not realize right until this moment that that is exactly what I wanted. That is precisely what I want. I want a party, a good party with good food and music, mm-hmm. where people hang out and enjoy themselves, mm-hmm. followed by a comedy roast of mm-hmm. me. And I was like, I hope, like, and then I talked about my friend Elena, and I was like, God, I hope I die first, because she would give the best comedy roast.
So is Elena our host?
Maybe.
I think Elena should be our host, because the host still gets to roast you.
Yeah.
And then you still need a dais.
Right.
To do the roasting.
Because I sort of imagined Joseph being the host.
Okay.
Maybe. But, like, I mean, who knows? Because who knows who's going to die first?
Right.
But I was like, yes, this is exactly what I want. And, you know,
maybe Elena, we can even get Jeff Ross to come.
That would be great. Elena tells the story of me. So we'd been partying all night, and all I wanted was a cheese omelet. I wanted egg and cheese. No toast, no hash browns, just a cheese omelet. Uh-huh. So I'm trying to order that, and I'm like, can I get just a cheese omelet? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, but are you going to pay me, like charge me for the whole breakfast?
Yes.
Because I don't want the toast and hash browns. And she's like, yeah, of course we have to. And I was like, okay, I would like 2 eggs any style in a flat style.
With cheese on it?
Possibly folded over on itself. That's exactly how I ordered it. But like, when Elena tells that story, even I laugh, and I was the one who did it.
All right. I'll call your bluff. I want 2 eggs any style. In a flat, unscrambled style.
In a flat style? What is that?
With a mountain of cheese on top of it.
Possibly folded over on itself.
And then possibly folded over on itself.
I mean, it was a great moment in ordering for me.
And?
I got the cheese omelet, and it cost me like $2.
Nice.
So I won.
There we go.
I won!
So she rang it up, 2 eggs any style, and yep. asked them to make you a cheese omelet.
Yep.
Yeah.
2 eggs any style, add cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And asked them to make me a cheese omelet.
Because a real omelet is probably actually like 6 eggs.
So. Yeah, they're a lot. But I got a small omelet.
Yeah.
And I didn't want a giant omelet. When I make an omelet at home, they're only 2 eggs. The omelets at restaurants are like
ginormous.
Burritos. Why do they need to be that large?
No. Catherine will plow through scrambled eggs if I let her.
Does she?
She'll eat 6.
Oh, yeah. I do like scrambled eggs.
Oh, that's amazing. Yes, so comedy roast. So you just have to save your money.
Yeah.
Leave your money behind for us to spend.
To have a fantastic party.
It's going
to
be your funeral wedding party.
That's right, because I'm never getting married.
Right.
So, yeah.
So it's just your funeral reception.
That's right.
With a sick DJ and a comedy roast and catered food.
Comedy roast and catered food.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Chocolate fountain. Photo booth.
Oh, yeah. I love the photo booth idea, especially because I have so many dress-up clothes. I have wigs and hats and, like, you know, fairy wings and crowns and stuff. Like,
imagine how much more you will have by the time you're 80.
Oh, my God. All of Maggie's dress-up clothes.
Right.
Photo booth.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great.
Yep.
It's going to be great, you guys. So I hope you all outlive me so that you can come to my...
Your wake.
So you can come to my wake, because it's going to be sick. Maggie's sick wake.
Can we put you in one of those disco ball shakers?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Awesome.
Yeah, you can do whatever. Would it be really inappropriate for the comedy roast to, like, prop up my dead bodies and Weekend at Bernie's me?
I would love to Weekend at Bernie's you. I'll even make you wave. I'll hook your arm up to a pulley system so you can wave.
Such poor taste. But I approve of all of it. I'm giving you my consent right now. Do you hear me, world?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Ready to wrap it up?
Yeah, we can wrap it up.
Got anything else to say? 2 eggs any style in a flat style.
There you go. Possibly flat style.
All right, you guys. thank you so much for tuning in to us. We had a little break because of vacation and sickness, and then we're going to have another little break for finals. So it's going to be another little bit before you hear from us again. So I hope you really enjoyed this episode. You can find us on social media, all of the places, at That More Thing. That's where you find us to interact. And then you can talk to me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 203 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
Bye. And I